So the new trailer for The Amazing Spider-Man premiered at midnight last night, and today will probably be the day that a lot of people see the trailer for the first time. This is the reboot of the series. As everybody knows, the first three films, Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3, were all directed by Sam Raimi. They starred Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man, Kirsten Dunst as Mary Jane Watson. Why am I saying all this? You all saw them. Chances are you liked at least some of them, because they were great. Spider-Man 1 and I think especially Spider-Man 2 are fantastic. In fact, I would argue Spider-Man 2 is a strong contender for one of the best movies of the last decade. And that may sound like hyperbole, but I really stand by that. What made that movie such a great film wasn't that it was just action, 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 CGI, CGI, like unfortunately Spider-Man 3 was. It was a real character study, and that's what made it such a great movie. It really got into the head of its central protagonist. It was well thought out, well done, and I think it's one of the best superhero movies yet made. The reason I go on and on and on about my praise of Spider-Man 2 is because, unfortunately, and again, this is just a trailer, but unfortunately, this new Spider-Man, this reboot, looks extremely CGI heavy in a way that reminds me of the third Spider-Man, and that makes me uneasy. The big thing that made Spider-Man 3 so bad, and let's face it, it was bad, was that it was, it had too much going on, it had too much story, too many plots, and it relied way too much on action, and not just action, but CGI action. Instead of letting its characters be the thing that drove the story, like Spider-Man and Spider-Man 2, it was more concerned with spectacle and giving audiences a bang for their buck, which is fine. I mean, there are movies to do that, but when Spider-Man 1 and 2 were so good and offered so much more than that, it was impossible not to see Spider-Man 3's disappointment. This new Spider-Man, the trailer, is extremely CGI heavy, and I mean extremely CGI heavy. In fact, I don't think there's a shot of Spider-Man in this trailer where he isn't engaged in some sort of CGI activity. One of the things that I really liked Sam Raimi's films was that it literally, a good deal of the time, they would show Spider-Man literally as just a guy in a costume. You know, it wasn't CGI'd Spider-Man just walking around New York. It was literally, there's a guy in a Spider-Man suit. And they even were confident enough to play up the dorkiness of that. I mean, one of the great things about Raimi's films was their sense of humor. This trailer is not just heavy on the CG, but it's really ultra serious. It's really, I'm not going to call it dark, but I mean, it's really, you can tell they're really trying to be edgy. And I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know about that, man. Maybe I'm biased. Maybe it's because I love Raimi's films so much. But Spider-Man to me and Peter Parker to me as a character just seems fundamentally goofy. And there's a humor to Peter Parker, I think, even just in his basic core, from Stan Lee's creation of him. I always feel like he's kind of been, I mean, he's the nerd, and he's the lovable nerd, and we like him, but we also kind of like to see him, we like to see him struggle. This looks, I don't know what this looks like. It's just a trailer. The movie ended up being fantastic, but everything about this trailer looks like they're trying to make Spider-Man something that it isn't. They're trying to make it dark. They're trying to make it stylized. They're trying to kind of go look down the brooding, more Batman, Dark Knight route. That seems. Andrew Field, looks solid as Peter Parker, and as Gwen Stacy, Emma Stone looks good. The best parts in the trailer is their dynamic. And not the action. It's the scenes of just them talking. They seem to have chemistry, and that's actually the stuff I'm looking forward to. And I hope the movie is more of that, because that as it is, this just looks like just another heavy CGI romp that really looks like it has more in common with some of the Transformers movies or something of that ilk than any of the past Spider-Man movies. I'm a little disappointed by the new look at the new Amazing Spider-Man. Hopefully it'll be good. But I gotta say, my expectations are definitely lowered now than they were before. So.